Then on under, thanks, under sub-regional cooperation capacity building, you welcomed progress in the Italian-funded activity for identifying synergies and cooperation activities in marine regions, and considered and agreed on the assessment report and proposed cooperation activities and draft decision 9353 on this matter, and invited the secretary to forward them to the MOPs as official documents. And you invited delegations to volunteer to contribute to implement the proposed activities and or to propose others, informing the secretariat before the next MOPs. And you noted also the report of the third technical cooperation meeting that was organized, and you welcomed the case study fact sheets on good practice by twice by Poland, Estonia, and then by Italy and Slovenia that were yet to be finalized. And you invited further parties to propose good practice. And no volunteers for proposing fact sheets and encouragement to parties to do so in the next period. Then capacity building, you welcome, I don't know what this is, strange. Noted the update of the Secretariat on the implementation of the EU for Environment-funded capacity building activities and information from Azerbaijan, Republic of Moldova, and the Secretariat informing the activities in Ukraine. You noted also the report of OSCE on the follow-up activities to the capacity building in Central Asia. And you noted the information on the IAIFS tips, 27 in total, and also that the next conference would be held in Dublin from 24th to 27th of April 24 next year. Then under item 7, you considered the revision proposals from the EU and its member states regarding the informal note on the revision proposals from the member states as agreed by the Bureau. Regarding the informal note on procedural matters of relevance to meetings with remote participation due to extraordinary circumstances, you agreed on a revised version of the note and recommended to the MOPs that said version be applied and as needed further adapted should the extraordinary circumstances rise again. You agreed with the Bureau that any broader revision proposals concerning the format of the meetings of the MOPs and their subsidiary bodies or any other procedural aspects of their functioning would require a mandate from the MOPs to revise the applicable rules of procedure. And additional also would require additional financial staffing resources to do this work. Then you noted, is there a problem?
Will this be an agenda item at the MOP? Or we
no.
We need to say that.
So there would be a recommendation from the working group,
yes,
that the said version should be applied and as needed further adapted, but you have reviewed the MOP agenda, that note is not on the agenda, it's not amongst the documentation, so it's not an agenda item, but it's a conclusion from the working group to the MOP that should there be need this version, the revised version of the note be used. But it's not on the agenda of the MOP. And then under item 8, related events, you noted the information provided by WHO, information from WHO on the preparation and the expected outcomes of the 7th Ministerial Conference on Environment and Health in Budapest very soon, 5 to 7 of July 2023. And then under any other business, you took note of the presentations by the Nuclear Transparency Watch regarding nuclear prevention related to war zone threats. And you endorsed the main decisions agreed at the meeting as presented. You asked them to be posted on the meeting webpage, and you invited the secretary to prepare the report in consultation with the chair. Thank you.